Hi everybody, this is Mary Emerson, and I'm going to review a Sony product this time. This is the Sony PS-LX, it's an X-ray 300 USB turntable. And you're going to say, turntable? Yes, folks, it's old technology, and if you are over the age of about 25, you may have never owned a vinyl phonograph record. However, for the rest of us who dearly love our records and want something cheap that we can use to put our LPs onto CD, or in my case, I had a turntable and the speed was starting to go bad on it. It was speeding up at weird times in songs, and it slowed itself down after a couple of seconds, but it did sound kind of weird. And having gone through my collection of LPs that I had converted to digital, I began to find a dozen or so of these particular songs that just sounded kind of wonky, and I had to fix them. Well, I didn't want to hook up a stereo system all over again because I have now converted to a mixing board with my stuff plugged into it. What could I do? I didn't want to spend $400 on a Crosley turntable that had a CD recorder in it because I've already got a CD recorder that works. And I went out to Amazon and I found this Sony turntable. And it's a great little machine. You don't have to put the dust cover on it. It does come with a dust cover. And it comes with another little feature that you might like to know about. It has a built-in preamp, which is absolutely wonderful because you can plug it into just about anything. It's just fabulous that somebody finally came up with putting one of these in a turntable. I don't know why they didn't do that years ago. Okay, let's look at the back of this thing, first of all. Leftmost and rightmost are the places where you attach a dust cover. You can use this machine without the dust cover, and I'm doing that because I don't have a lot of space here. So this works quite well without a dust cover. Next to that is the pre-attached AC power cable. And this, of course, plugs into a standard outlet. It's not very long, though, so you may need an extension cord. To the right of that is a USB port. And yes, you can use this with a PC. It comes with SoundForge Audio Studio. I believe that's the name of it. It says Audio Studio LE, so I don't know if that's Light Edition or what. I have never used that software, and I don't have any intention of using it on a PC. However, if you are familiar with SoundForge, if you know that this is accessible, maybe you can do a podcast about it, because I have no clue, and I'm not going to use it for hooking up to a PC. Next to the USB port, to the right of it, is the RCA cable, which is permanently attached, and you plug that into RCA jacks. I have it plugged into a mixing board. There's no grounding cable to worry about. It's just the two RCA plugs that go into a standard pair of jacks. Next to that is a two-position switch. This machine has a built-in preamp, which is why I got it, folks. I am just delighted because I can plug this directly into my mixing board, and it works great through my headphones. I suppose I could even channel it so that the sound comes out of my Bose Acoustic Wave system. But for now, I'm using it with headphones. The left position turns on the preamp, and that means that you can plug it into just about any auxiliary set of RCA jacks anywhere. I've got mine plugged in the mixing board, and it's fabulous. The right position on this switch allows it to be plugged into a regular stereo, and the stereo has its own preamp, and it has a stereo phono set of jacks in it with the preamp built into that. I have not plugged it into speakers. I don't have the intention of doing that. I don't know what it would do, if it would work or what, but it works great with my mixing board. And I suppose I could probably plug it directly in the back of my Bose Acoustic Wave music system. But since I have the Bose plugged into the mixer, then I think we're okay with that. In the front, on the top, on the leftmost position, down near the lower left corner, on the top surface, is a tray where you would put the 45 RPM adapter. It just kind of sits in there. And of course you have the tone arm and the turntable. The tone arm does not have any way to permanently attach it to the stand, and it comes with a little twisty thingy, which I wish I could have kept attached to the stand so that I could keep the turntable in its place. However, I suppose I can reattach the twisty thing, and I suppose that will work. To the right of the turntable, kind of in the same distance from the right edge as the 45 RPM tray is from the left edge, there is a two-position switch, and this controls whether you want a 7-inch record for 45 or a 12-inch record for 33 RPM. The leftmost position, it's sort of like a dial, is for 33 RPM records, and I'm turning it to the rightmost position, and it's the one for 45s. I'm putting it back in the leftmost position. Along the front edge, and we're talking about the edge between the top surface and the underside, there are buttons. First of all, on the leftmost, down where the lower left corner is a Sony logo. Beside that is a button that you can push in and out, and this is a speed button. In the out position, it's 33. In the in position, it's 45, but I'm going to switch it back out. And then you go along a ways, and there are three buttons in a group. The first button is start, and this lets the turntable start spinning, and then the tone arm picks up and moves over to the beginning of the record. The button beside that is stop, and you push that when you want the tone arm to go back where it's supposed to go and the turntable stops revolving. You can also use this manually. I've done that. As a matter of fact, it's quite a bit later, and I have finished my project of fixing all of the albums that had problems with the speed on my old turntable. So that project is all done. I think just for the fun of it, in a day or two, I'm going to do a couple more albums that I didn't think I would ever want. But since I have this thing and it's so convenient to use, then I'm going to record a couple more albums. Beside the middle button, which is the stop button, there is another button that will allow you to raise the tone arm off the turntable about a quarter or half an inch, maybe, oh, somewhere around in there. And it will allow you, if you can see well enough, to position over the beginning of another song or another track. And then when you push that button again, it lowers the tone arm. There's an in and out position for this, just as there is for some of the other buttons I've talked about here. And that is essentially how this turntable works. There is a manual that comes with it. You can get the manual from the internet. However, I wouldn't recommend it. It's not that helpful. In fact, if you read some of the reviews on Amazon.com, I highly recommend that you do that because they have some hints and tips about how to set things up if you're going to use this with a PC. Because apparently the documentation is pretty bad. I also discovered when I got the documentation, which was a manual and a couple of flyers about how to set this thing up with the PC, and on it went. What you ended up with was a PDF file that was in secured form. And I do have a conversion program that I talked about a couple of years ago, ABC Amber PDF Converter, or something like that. I think it was called something like that. And that particular program will convert files to text primarily. I suppose it'll do other formats also. And I ran it through the converter and got a message that there were some things it couldn't convert well. And what usually ends up when this happens is that anything with an FT or FI or something F in it tends to be left out of the word. And I don't know why that is, that's just what happens. So if you're reading it in Braille, you can kind of compensate. If you read it with speech, it's going to sound rather terrible. Another thing that I should mention is that there is a little protective thing that goes around the tone arm, it flips out towards the end of the tone arm, and then when you want to put it back on, you just flip it back. And it goes underneath onto the cartridge itself, so it protects it. And then when you want to take it out, you reach underneath and pull it out so it's straight out towards you. The assembly of it was not quite so simple. It comes unassembled. What you have to do, first of all, is put the platter on top of the spindle. And then there's a belt that looks something like a big rubber band. And I had a heck of a time trying to figure out how that was supposed to work. And I finally got it. What you have to do is, if you're going to do it visually, there's a ribbon attached, which you're supposed to use to assemble this thing. But what I did, just out of trial and error, it took me 4 or 5 tries to get this right, was there's a crack going clear around the platter. And the crack, as I said, goes around the complete circle of the platter, all around the outside. And this belt is supposed to be inserted into that crack so that it's not wrinkled, it's not twisted in any way. It also goes in on its edge. You don't flatten it out. You slide it in on its edge, and it has to be that way when you put it in. It's very, very exacting. And this crack that I'm talking about is the space between the circumference of the platter and the surrounding case that this thing fits into. And I finally got it to where it was just right. If you don't put this belt in, it's not going to work when you plug it in. Because believe me, I tried at least 3 times and I was about ready to give up. And I said a prayer and held my breath, and the thing actually worked the 4th time I did it, at least. So that belt, you have to get it right. And it is kind of a trial and error. Once you insert it into this crack, you can't see it. It's visually just not there. But it's set up so that it's kind of in between the outer edges of the platter and the outer edges of the machine itself where the platter goes. So once it goes in there, you just kind of leave it alone. And then after you get that in, then you put the rubber mat or whatever they call it on top of the platter, and it goes on with the smooth surface up. And once you got that on there, then everything is cool and you're all set to go. You can, of course, use this with a PC. You can use it with a stereo receiver, but make sure that if you use it with a stereo receiver, that slide switch is in the rightmost position so that it knows that you're plugging it into a phono plug on your stereo system. The speed is perfect. I played an album that I know is in C major. The first song happens to be Angel Clare by Art Garfunkel, and it sounds exactly the way it's supposed to sound. It's not in C sharp, it's not in B, it's in C. And for those of us who have perfect pitch, this is a priority requirement, folks. So that is my most appreciated turntable. I paid about $110 for it, and the shipping was something like $15, I guess, something like that. Go for it if you want a turntable that works easily and quickly. The only snag is you might have a little problem getting the belt in the way it's supposed to go. But I can tell you, it works and it's wonderful. So that's it for this little gadget and a bit of old technology, which has a couple of modern touches, I would say. Go for it if you want something like this. If you got LPs that maybe you just want to listen to once in a while, plug them into a mixing board and turn on your speakers and you're all set. I hope you found this of interest. You can contact me if you need to. My email is maryemerson@sbcglobal.net, and my phone line for comments is area code 206-736-7762. And sorry for all of the noises of the yard work going on outside. They've been doing that for most of the week. I don't know what they're doing it for, but I guess they got to get everything trimmed and looking decent, and I thought they were doing that, but I guess we had too much rain for them to really do much with that. Thanks for listening to this, and bye for this time.